Cookie Lab.
Hi, and welcome to Cookie Lab. I'm Jill.
And I'm Chris, and I am very excited. While I enjoyed them thoroughly, the ginger cookies...
Gingerpalooza.
...have got me all gingered, if you remember what that was.
Keep going.
And so we are moving on, and...
Except we're not moving on that far, and here's why.
Oh, okay.
What I have baked up for you... Do you remember... Back all the way back to August when it was chocolate chip cookie month.
Oh, how can I forget chocolate chip cookie month? Even though it's cold and snowy outside and blizzardy, the warmth of a good chocolate chip cookie just makes my tummy immediately want more of them.
And I don't understand why it's in August because, you know, the chocolate is melty.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were a little sad to leave it behind. And I said, don't worry, we can make chocolate chip cookies whenever we want. And it just so happens,
did we make a chocolate chip cookie
this month?
Oh,
King Arthur Baking Company came out with their recipe of the year, and it's a super sized, super soft chocolate chip cookie. And I said, I gotta make it right away.
Okay. Yeah, but the year just began. How could they come out with, like, this is going to be the cookie for 2024, or it was the winner of the 2023 cookies?
I believe it's the 2024 cookie of the year. This came to me in an email. It came to me in a catalog, all the possible channels.
So the King Arthur bakers have declared 2024 to be the cookie that Jill has made for...
Well, cookie. I made it via their recipe. I take no credit.
Yeah.
It does look exactly like the picture. And
oh, fun.
I want to tell you all about it.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
Okay. So, two things were new to me on this one. The first is that it called for bread flour.
Oh, sure.
I'm not even sure the difference between all-purpose flour and bread flour.
Bread flour has more gluten.
But this is gluten-free bread flour.
Crazy.
I don't even know.
So, they must have used some flours with a little bit more protein in them.
So this is a product also put out by King Arthur, although there is at least one other brand that I saw on the internet. And in this one, it is made with gluten-free wheat starch to have good taste and texture for yeasted recipes. This is not really a yeasted recipe. I mean, I didn't put yeast in it.
No, but most breads would, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
But this is a cookie.
Got it.
And I think the reason why it includes bread flour is that I was able to employ a bread making technique that was new to me called tangzhong, which is a Chinese and Japanese secret to making fluffy bread that lasts a long time. So here's what I did and why it works. I was following the recipe and I combined 2 cups of brown sugar and salt, put it aside. Okay. Then I took 2 sticks of butter, which were cut into like 8 pieces each. Yeah. And cooked it on the, browned it on the stove. You know about brown butter, right?
Brown butter, sure.
Then I poured that into the sugar mixture.
The brown sugar and salt.
Yeah. And whisked it.
Okay.
And then I set the empty saucepan aside briefly to cool a little bit. And then...
Empty saucepan?
Yeah, because I took the butter and poured it onto the sugar in a bowl.
We're going to do something else with the saucepan?
Yeah. We put milk and... three tablespoons of flour in like a half a cup of whole milk.
So you're making a roux?
Yeah. So basically I was like, oh, this is a roux. Some people in the Western world will call it a water roux.
Right. Because you didn't use the fat.
Right. Well, the milk is like slightly better than water, but this is the technique. Okay. So you're basically, you're wetting the flour first.
Yes.
And then you mix it in with everything else. And it's like a little...
So it
comes together,
gelatinize
sort of like,
the flour?
Yes, that is exactly right. It becomes grouped together in a doughy clump.
Like a clump.
And then I plopped it in with the other stuff and whisked that. And then the rest of the dry ingredients and so forth. So what I learned...
So you had like a magic pellet of milk and flour.
Yeah, and it's supposed to...
Was it all the flour?
No, it was just 3 tablespoons.
3 tablespoons.
Yeah, okay. But there were like 2+ cups of flour, I think.
Yeah, sure.
I'll look at the recipe and tell you. Yeah, 2¾ cups. So I used the 3 tablespoons, and then I used gram measure for the rest of it, which they say... This recipe has all kinds of units.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No, it's fine. I went with it.
Well, because some of them were fluid ounces, right?
Right. Well, it was all appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
and
like,
teaspoons,
it calls for 2¾ cups in parentheses, 330 grams of the flour, okay?
And
then I had to use 3 tablespoons of it and then the rest of it.
Oh, okay.
So sure. 3 tablespoons for the water roux or tangzhong, which I then learned, it's only hundreds of years old as far as we know. It's not thousands of years old.
Oh, okay. We'll take that.
You use it to make the bread hold more moisture. And that has scientific effects that I'm sure you're going to tell us about, right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. You bet.
So it started in China with their steamed buns, and then it moved over to Japan. And then a Taiwanese pastry chef published a book about it and popularized it throughout Asia. But then, not till 2010, did a food author, her name is Christine Ho, she would normally be writing in Mandarin Chinese, but she wrote it in English about this. And then it was able to take the English-speaking world by storm.
Wow, thank you. What was her name again?
Christine Ho is the person who brought it to us. Yvonne Chen, I think, has a lot of cred for getting it like all over Asia.
Well, shout out to Christine and Yvonne.
Yeah.
HNC. Awesome. Can we eat it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to split it because it's huge. Chris, it's huge.
Wait, before you split it, it is the size of what? It's got a greater circumference than a hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
But flatter.
Yeah, it looks like a regular chocolate chip cookie.
Looks like a regular, but it looks really chocolatey.
It's like a softball size thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like you took a softball and squished it down.
So what I did was
cookie shape.
They said it called for a 90-gram ball of dough.
Oh, my God.
Or it said you could do like more like 50-gram ones and cook it for shorter.
Well, 50-gram is what I traditionally use for our
cookies. Right, but just since this was the recipe of the year and they were calling it super size.
This is 90?
This is a 90-gram cookie.
Oh,
so let's split one to start.
I agree with you totally. We have more that we can eat off air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. It is...
It's got some chocolate chunks
in
it.
It's like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
It is really, really chocolatey.
It's nice and soft.
Inside.
A little crisp on the outside.
Inside it looks like the right consistency of
chocolate. Will it be our new favorite, Chris?
It is light. It's nice and crispy on the outside.
The texture is fantastic. I'm not loving the flavor.
It's missing... That buttery...
What's it missing?
It's missing the buttery vanilla flavor.
There's vanilla in it. We need to eat more.
Did you use any...
Got 2 eggs.
Did you use any granulated sugar?
No.
Hmm.
Why is this the recipe of the year?
Because it's cool. I have to say that if you just use brown sugar and melted butter in the real world without the secret bullet of flour and milk, you would get a flat... chewy cookie.
You know this from your knowledge of our experiences. Yes.
And I did that with one of our ginger cookies. And it was delicious, but it was flat. So the tangzhong really made this rise significantly. Now, I think in doing that, how much butter did you use?
2 sticks.
2 sticks?
Yeah.
To 300 grams of flour?
330, yeah. So it was 226 grams of butter... 330 grams of flour, baking powder, baking soda.
Yeah, that's about right.
I'm confused. That's actually
a lot of butter.
Would we want to add white sugar to this just taste-wise?
You can really taste the chocolate.
It's nice chocolate.
Yeah, it's good.
I chopped up wafers.
Got some good chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is not my new favorite.
It is definitely the perfect consistency. I think the New York Times cookie, which is our favorite, is... still better. Now, Jill, you should tell your listeners about the refrigeration time.
So it wanted you to refrigerate it for 24 to 72 hours to make the flavors become more flavorful. Due to our strict production schedule, I had to bake these slightly less than 24 hours after I made the dough. I can't imagine that that's the problem.
I'll guarantee you that they will taste significantly different after 72 hours.
Really? Well, I still have 5 dough balls in my fridge. I can wait and cook them tomorrow. Really?
Wait 72 hours.
So that's more than tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. I have noticed with the New York Times recipe that asks you to wait 36 hours that the flavor is better if you wait the 36 hours. It's perfectly fine and delicious if you don't wait that long, but it's like heaven.
I'm not happy with this. I think that if I could do, can I just make New York Times ones, but do a Tangzhong?
Coming up in the future episodes. We are,
listener, we are, Chris just pointed his finger at me.
We are letting,
like I
we,
hit it on the nose.
We are revealing the truth one cookie at a time. Remember, that's our theme for season 3.
Again, for the second time recently, keep your paws on my cookies because I'm not going to fight you for these. I'm in shock from this.
So I think we need to work on the flavor profile.
Flavor profile. That's all. The consistency is like a dream.
But. We're going to try to keep the consistency.
Okay, this is a true job for Cookie Lab.
This is a, yes, Cookie Lab is on it. Stay tuned for the future.
Okay.
We're going to keep the Tangzhong.
Yes.
Because in the science world, Tangzhong means light and fluffy. No. I just made that up.
No, I was going to say, I found out what it means.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Chinese characters that are used to write it out translate directly to soup method.
Oh, that makes sense.
The literal meaning of it is hot water starter.
Oh, cool. Like a sourdough starter.
Maybe, yeah. Like in compressed time lapse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to me, it means your bread will be more moist and will rise higher.
Yeah.
Because of the liquid.
Yes, it's because of the liquid, right? Like it holds more liquid and it gets more... When it evaporates, then there's more... I don't know. You tell the science.
Well, tell me about your dough. Was it...
It was wet. I think this was a little wetter, if I recall.
Okay. So usually what happens is there's less unabsorbed liquid in the dough. It's less sticky and much easier to knead in a dough.
Oh, right. This is a cookie batter.
Have you ever poured a dough out and... You know, you have to add more flour to it because it's really sticky and it just gets all over
sometimes.
Your hands.
Yeah, sure.
In the cookie world, our cookies should still be more moist and rise higher because it trapped all of this water or this liquid.
Milk is mostly water. Yeah.
80% water. And so it trapped it in there and it absorbed even more. It's like these magic... milk and flour pellets that just keep absorbing water. And like, did you use an egg?
Two eggs.
Yeah, two eggs. So that's a lot of moisture as well. Mm-hmm. So as we know, as you bake this, it creates internal steam.
Mm-hmm.
And internal steam is our friend.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're always trying to create air pockets in our cookies.
Yeah.
Often in the gluten-free ones, we have to create it by whipping the butter and the sugar a lot.
That's another thing I will say about this cookie. I did it all by hand. It was all hand whisked. Yeah.
It would not have worked the same.
Why?
If you didn't have it. Because you have these collections of water and flour, and it's in there waiting to be released as we heat it.
Yeah.
And so just like water bubbling up in a saucepan as we heat it, you know, creating all those bubbles. In the cookie batter dough, that same thing is happening. The bubbles are coming up.
Yeah.
And they're leaving behind holes where the water molecules were.
Yeah.
And we get just as we would have if we had created a mixture of butter and flour and sugar that had a lot of air in it that holds its shape. We don't create a lot of steam in our regular gluten-free cookies. We just keep that air trapped in there.
If I had done it with the stand mixer, what would have happened?
You wouldn't have changed anything because there was nothing really to trap air in.
Okay, I misunderstood
because you melted the butter.
Yes, yes.
Right? So you
I didn't
can't
have to cream
whip it.
It no, you can't.
Right.
No.
So these cookies retained more water during the baking process, let it out, and made nice airy cookies. And that wouldn't have happened if you didn't use the Tangzhong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thank God you did.
Right. I really want to tweak that flavor.
Yeah. So we'll do that and we'll get back to everybody.
Okay. It might just be like an update.
Yeah. We're going to try to do a mixture between the New York Times cookie and the King Arthur cookie.
Okay. But also, I think, did you make a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie?
Sure,
that was like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
That was excellent as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep one flavor profile at a time.
Okay.
All right. And hopefully the next time we visit with a chocolate chip cookie, you, Jill, will be saying,
keep your paws off my cookies.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Cookie Lab.